Good Morning Liberty.
Well, what is going on, all of our liberty-loving friends? Welcome back to another fantastic episode of Good Morning Liberty. The name's Chuck. With me, as always, Nathaniel Paul Thurston, who has surpassed puberty. As I'm still...
You're still in the middle of it, it sounds like.
Trudging through it.
That's okay. It's fine. It's fine nowadays. Happy Monday, everyone. This is Good Morning Liberty. We went and saw
Jordan... This is the first time I've talked.
We went and saw Jordan Peterson on Friday.
We did.
Yeah.
That seems like so long ago.
It does seem like a long time ago.
But that was just Friday, April, the 5th of April.
It was better than the last time we saw him, which was a couple years ago, I guess. Something like that.
The Hyman.
Saw him at Bridgestone Arena, which was pretty full, I would say. It doesn't look like it was sold out. Mm-mm. But for a speaker to come and talk about the things that he was talking about, to have that many people there is pretty cool, I would say.
Really cool.
How many would you say were there?
I would say there was around 8, maybe 8,000.
I kind of thought...
8 to 10?
I kind of thought, not that I wanted it to happen, but since the Daily Wire is like based in Nashville and he's part of the Daily Wire, I kind of thought that they would throw a Daily Wire person out there, like as a guest appearance kind of thing.
Yeah.
They didn't. They didn't
I saw
do that.
Beth Cooper was there.
Is that the one that looks like Ben Shapiro?
Yes, that's okay. The female version of Ben Shapiro. Yeah,
I've never heard anything.
Brett Cooper.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't think it's Beth.
Sorry, Brett Cooper.
Brett.
It's just weird because my brother's name is Brett, so it's hard to like imagine a female.
And your sister-in-law's
Brett.
Name is Beth.
Exactly.
So you're just crossing things over.
So I assumed it was Brett.
Yeah, it was a good. It was a good talk though. After the first 30 minutes, he was kind of getting his footing on what he was going to talk about, but I recommend if you can find a recording of any of the shows he does on this tour, check it out. It was good stuff. We got a couple things to talk about, and it's probably going to be a shorter
show.
Mainly Liberty. Well, actually, we got to make fun of some people to start off with. Today's April 8th. If it's the last time we get to talk to you, then we're sorry. but we've all gone on to a better place anyway.
Yeah.
So it's fine. But there is there's an eclipse.
Are you on vacation?
I don't know if you heard about it, but there's an eclipse today for some people in the U.S. and I guess some other people too.
Mexico.
I don't know, Mexico.
Central America, yeah.
Canada, maybe it'll hit somewhere up there. I don't know.
It might be happening right now in Mexico.
Well, I guess it probably is. If you haven't heard about it, that's going to be happening today. Of course, imagine if you actually hadn't heard that there was going to be an eclipse and you're just driving down the interstate and it just gets completely dark all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You probably think that like...
Wow, that's a strong cloud.
Like the world's ending or something like that. No, like it's dark all of a sudden.
Wow, that's a dark cloud.
Your headlights flip on.
Yeah.
It's a real dark cloud passing there in front of the sun.
Birds start hitting your windshield.
It's just crazy stuff. Anyhow, speaking of crazy stuff... I wanted to try and figure out why people do this, but Marjorie Taylor Greene had something to say. Remember, this is important too, because we'll talk more about it later, but there was an earthquake also in New York, New Jersey area.
And I think there was an earthquake here.
On Friday?
Not here, but on the New Madrid fault line.
Was there?
I think in the Southern Illinois area, yeah.
No, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It was smaller. It was like 3.8 or something like that, or maybe a 4.
And so then we have this eclipse coming today. And MTG says, Charlie,
God is sending America strong signs to tell us to repent. Earthquakes and eclipses and many more things to come. I pray that our country listens.
So this is going to be in Dumb Leap of the Week on Friday, more than likely. But there's absolutely no reason to decide that God is sending America strong signs to tell us to repent. Earthquakes happen all over the place. There was a real big one in Taiwan that happened like a week ago or something like
that.
They
hate God.
Yeah, I guess so.
They worship chips.
But I guess when it's here, it's like God sending America strong signs because then you get the eclipse. Well, the eclipse isn't only happening in America. It's like we just talked. It's also going to go over Mexico and
they're Catholics
maybe some other places.
Though. They're good.
So they'll be fine.
They'll be drinking wine.
They don't need to repent. They'll
looking
be
up
just fine.
Looking up the eclipse with no glasses.
They'll be good to go. So this kind of thing bothers me because there's clear scientific explanations for why these things happen. Earthquakes. We have scientific explanations for why earthquakes happen. Eclipses, very well documented on why eclipses happen. And there's absolutely no reason to aspire some to add in some sort of mysticism to this thing.
Is she saying that she believes in climate change?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Earthquakes, eclipses, many more things. What is that? Hurricanes?
Possibly hurricanes.
Tornadoes?
Possibly. You know that. I don't know.
Tornadoes have already been ripping through the United States already.
So for anyone who needs to hear this, you might be listening and thinking, yeah, this is a sign of the end times. I just wanted to point out, I was talking to my wife about it last night, eclipses are not all that rare. They happen anywhere from 2 to 5 times a year. The totals and annular eclipses, at least every year and a half or so. The thing is, most of Earth is water, and so most people don't see it because statistically, a lot of times it happens over water, and you'd have to be out there on a boat to actually see this happen.
Some people do, by the way.
Yeah.
There are people that travel around.
They chase eclipses.
Yes, they're eclipse chasers.
There are airlines that have special flights leaving out of Dallas that are going to try and fly in the path of it and like stay dark for an extended period of time.
As long as they can stay under the dome.
Yeah, you got to stay under that. You don't want to hit whatever you call the wall that is at the outer edge.
Yeah.
And as long as your engine doesn't blow apart or anything, if you're on a Boeing plane.
Yeah.
Something like that. Did you see another Boeing?
I did. Yeah. You know what's funny about that? I got to tell you. So we're going to Mexico this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I specifically...
Wait, you're going to Mexico this weekend?
Yeah. Did I not tell you that?
No.
Yeah. I'll be gone Friday and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week.
Great.
Anyway, I specifically booked us on Airbus planes.
Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah,
I actually did. I actually looked at that because I was like, there's enough things happening with Boeing right now.
You haven't heard many Airbus problems.
No, Airbus
going
has been
on
great.
Recently.
There's been enough. I mean, flying's still really safe, but there's been enough Boeing things happen that I'm like, I'm going to look for the Airbus.
I was already scared enough of flying, so I'm definitely going to stay off of a Boeing. Yeah. Anyhow, I just wanted to show you, oh, by the way, this thing from Christianity.com.
That's what it looks like.
The solar eclipse on April 8th fulfill events foretold in the scripture? I don't like this idea of acting like this isn't something that happens all the time. And when you just look at this one, okay, it happens to be going all the way across the United States. That doesn't mean the U.S. is not the center of the universe or the center of the world. We're not the most important people that ever existed. Maybe we are probably the most important people that ever existed, right? I mean, come on.
At least
could we not be?
At least on planet Earth.
These things happen all the time. Let me show you. Yes, I pulled up all of these things this morning. From 1841 to 1860, these are all of the either total or annular or hybrid eclipses that happened during the time of 1841 to 1860. You can see that there are a ton of them that happened then. Now, were we in the end times in 1850? 1853 on November 30th, this one right here went
through? Somebody might have predicted that.
Yeah, could have been. 1854, May 26th, that went across the United States there. That's pretty crazy. 1860 to 1880, real big one right there. 1865, giant solar eclipse went through, annular eclipse went through, as you can see, again,
Nashville.
Like 20 of them went through in this time. How about 1901 to 1920? Quite a few of them, yet again, went right through. Let's say, look at this, 1918, June 8th, straight down through, I mean, all the way from the top left corner of the U.S. down through Florida, in the bottom right corner of the U.S.
Where you can't say gay.
Were we in the end times that, you could still say gay at that time.
Oh.
So I guess not in the end times then. Then also notice, Americans, just so you know, all of the other places that also get eclipses all the time, they don't just happen over America. Mm. They happen around the entire world. So that's something. How about from 2001 to 2020? Yet again, we got this one in 2017, August 24th. I remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that one? Plain as day, it wasn't the end times at that time. And yeah, a whole bunch of them. Look, straight across Africa through here, straight through Russia. All sorts of eclipses going through from 2001 to 2020. And so why is it that we pick this one event that's happening today and we say, oh, this is the sign of the end. Look at this. And then Marjorie Taylor Greene says, God is sending us signs with earthquakes and eclipses. Like there's not like a major eclipse every single year. Somewhere on the planet Earth, there's a major eclipse every year, multiple of them sometimes. And so why do we look at these things and we decide that this must mean something different? This is something special that's happening today. Mm. That's special because it doesn't happen every day, I guess. You know, special for the people that are in the path of the total eclipse. That's going to be cool. I don't care about it as much this year because we're only going to get like a 95% eclipse. Plus, it's super cloudy here in Nashville. So we're not going to see much of it anyway. I just don't understand
why. Totality is not happening here. Mm-hmm.
So it's not
far
cool.
from here.
It's not too far. We could drive up to Paducah if we wanted to get into totality today. Mm-hmm. So what the heck,
but
man?
But lots of people are going to be there.
Why do we have to ascribe something bigger than what something is? Instead, you know, it's like instead of looking at our problems that we're facing today and ways to solve them, we're like, oh no, this
God. I really think it's a way to exercise the primal parts of our brain.
Yeah.
You know, and we have the amygdala, which, you know, processes anxiety and fear and things like that. And to exercise that part, what's greater than an apocalyptic event? What's greater than the second coming of Jesus? What's greater than having anxiety about getting your life right before Jesus comes back?
Yeah,
but
I guess that's.
But here's the thing.
It's one.
You know, I pulled this up before the show because I think this is important. People have been predicting the end times or repent or whatever for literally thousands of years. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to look it up to make sure because I had that thought and I'm like, okay, let me look this up. Predates all the way back to the first predicted date we know that the earth was going to end was the year 500.
Ooh.
Yeah, this was three Christian theologians. Mm. That predicted Jesus would return in the year 500. One of them was based on the dimensions of Noah's Ark. How can you disagree with that math?
Dimensions are scientific. So there's a scientific basis behind it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I think that was wrong. Then you have the next one in 1260, 1370, 1504, 1524, 1533, 1670. That was during the witch trials, I think. Mm. They were hunting down them witches.
Yep.
You know? Then there's 1673, 1694, 1700, 1757. America wasn't even born yet. Huh. 1770, a couple of them in 1770. Anyway, you get the idea. We go into the 1800s. There's several predictions there. There's at least six people who predicted the end of the world in the year 2000. And there's future predictions currently. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's going to be one after 2025. There's 2028, 2029, 2057, and 2060. Isaac Newton, by the way, predicted 2060.
Huh.
He believed that the number 1260 had a particular significance in the prophetic books of the Bible. He viewed the merger of the Pope's religious authority with political authority as the great apostasy. After considering several possible starting dates, he settled on 800 AD, the year when Pope Leo III established a power-sharing agreement with the Holy Roman Empire. He believed it would come to an end with the apocalypse after 1,260 years, so in the year 2060. In actuality, the territories of the Holy Roman Empire shrank after the mid-1200s. The last of the Pope's lands, the Papal States, were lost in 1870, and he still believes this. So...
Huh. Well,
or did.
Did, yeah, when he was alive.
Mm-hmm. So
maybe he's right about that one. I don't know. 2060 seems plausible.
What
or
I'm
maybe
saying
the
is,
next eclipse in 2044 when it comes through, you know?
So as a Christian, I do believe in the second coming of Jesus. Here's the problem is that no one knows.
Yeah.
But when it does happen, you will know.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to predict. Like, there's no reason to try and predict when that actually is going to occur. You're just supposed to live every day as Jesus commanded you to. And when he comes back, you'll know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It says very clearly that every ear will hear, every knee will bow, every eye will see. There's going to be trumpets and stuff, you know? I saw a joke that said that you should hook up some Bluetooth speakers in your neighbor's yard. And when it hits when it hits right in the middle of the eclipse, start playing trumpets and see what your neighbors do.
Better yet, just get your trumpet out. Start doing it, you know?
You know, I can't find my trumpet.
You can't find your trumpet?
I don't know if it got lost in translation.
I haven't seen a trumpet around here anywhere.
It must have
lost
been,
in translation. You know?
It must have been a transitory trumpet.
I guess so. It's gone now.
Yeah, inflation like eroded it.
So it's not just people on the right that do this with things, by the way. Of course, people on the left do this, but instead of God, they go to their God, which is maybe Mother Earth or Father Government or whatever it is. And so there was another instance of, Christina Amira Khalil, Christina for New Jersey, who has now made her profile private, and you can't see this post anymore, of course, because she got rightfully, she was dragged heavily on the internet for posting this after the earthquake that happened. Did it originate in New Jersey or New York or is same last week? I don't remember.
I think it was Jersey.
Okay.
One of our live group members said that it was pretty close to his house, actually.
She said, "I experienced my first earthquake in New Jersey. We never get earthquakes. The climate crisis is real." Mm. The weirdest experience ever.
And she just missed, she forgot the ending, donate now.
Community note on this, you know, New Jersey sits on a fault line, has nothing to do with climate change. So that, you know, people on the left, even if they're not religious, maybe she is religious, I don't know. I can't really say that about her, but they do the same thing.
She has Christ in her name.
This is the, her name begins with Christ. Okay.
Christina.
So they do the same thing, but of course it's the climate crisis.
The climate
and
God.
We just need to tax enough and give the government enough money, or we need to sacrifice enough human beings and we won't have earthquakes anymore. Mm. We need to sacrifice enough cows and humans to the gods, and we will no longer have
the gods of nature
earthquakes on planet Earth. Yes. You know,
it's just like the Mayans.
It's. And honestly, more people saying stuff like this makes me believe that we are closer to the end times. Maybe, you know, maybe we are.
Maybe they're right. Maybe they're right.
Okay. Let's go to, an advertisement.
But no, but you asked the question, why do people do this?
Oh, yeah.
The truth behind it is it stirs up controversy and ends up leading to more views and followers and getting people scared, which leads to making more money. The reason why Erlanger, whatever, Paul, whatever, or is it Erlanger?
I don't know who
you're
talking
about. Who makes the predictions of, you know, famine and...
Oh, I don't...
Ehrlich?
Oh, Ehrlich. Yeah.
Ehrlich, sorry, not Erlanger. Ehrlich. Yeah. The reason that these people make these predictions, Al Gore, New York's going to be underwater, whatever, and then at the bottom, donate now.
Yeah.
Join the cause.
You don't think they actually believe it, though?
Some of them might. Some of them might be doing it in good faith. The majority probably not.
Mm-hmm.
I think these people they're not stupid. They're not dumb. Somebody told me the other day, like, oh, I just, you know, Theo Von is dumb. Theo Von's not dumb. I don't know if you know who that is or not. Podcaster. Saw him yesterday, by the way, in a Cybertruck.
You saw him
in
yesterday?
Green Hills. Yeah. 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 I tried to catch up to him, but then he turned and went to a liquor store. And I was like, well, I'm not going to a liquor store. On a Sunday, Theo Von going to a liquor store on a Sunday.
Heretic.
He's like, he's just a dumb country boy. I'm like, no, he's not.
He's not paying attention to the eclipse coming right now.
Maybe he wants to drink while it's happening.
I gotcha.
But my thing is, like, these people aren't dumb. They're not dumb. Don't think of them as dumb.
The thing I think that bothers me the most about this is that we can make fun of, Marjorie Taylor Greene pointed to the eclipse as a sign of the end times. Well, eclipses happen all the time. There's clear data for this. This person pointed to an earthquake as a sign that the climate crisis was happening. Well, we've got clear data for how many earthquakes there have been since we started taking measurements. There's been hundreds of thousands before that throughout the Earth's history, and we've got no connection between that and the amount of carbon in the atmosphere, which is only 0.04% of the atmosphere in the first place, but somehow that's what it is. So the thing that bothers me about this is we do this with everything.
Well, we try
to look for this kind of mystic reason, like, oh,
Nate,
it's the climate crisis. Oh, it's God.
If you think about these, you know, tectonic plates rubbing against each other, if we're taking...
Well, in a plutonic way.
If we're taking their lube, you know,
yeah,
the oil out of the ground... You know, that's their lube they get for rubbing against each other.
Mm-hmm.
We're extracting that away. Now
I gotcha.
They're going to bump
uglies.
Harder.
Yeah. In a non-plutonic way.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And
yeah, it's going to cause things to shake.
Okay. Let's get on to the second topic. Before we go to that.
So, mate, she may have a point.
Got to tell you about our newest sponsor, Monetary Metals. Monetary Metals, newest sponsor. Okay, so we got a new link for you guys to go to. We all know the dollar is losing value, and we all know that gold protects you from dollar devaluation. But what if you could do more than just protect your wealth in gold? What if you could grow your wealth in gold instead of in dollars, which is a pretty cool idea? We're very excited to introduce to you Monetary Metals, a company which offers a yield on gold paid in gold.
With Monetary Metals, you can earn from 2 to 5% or even higher rates for accredited investors on gold and silver by leasing and loaning your metal to qualified precious metals businesses. The best part, the returns are paid in ounces of physical metal and there are no storage fees. How does that work? Well, if you're earning 3%, it means that for every 100 ounces you have, you're earning 3 additional ounces every year. Mm-hmm. I mean, getting paid in gold is pretty...
That's pretty cool.
Pretty sweet.
And then the gold goes up in value too, so that's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's your metal and you're in control. Monetary Metals originates and thoroughly qualifies any opportunity before it's listed on their platform. If you don't like an opportunity, simply opt out. How to get started? Nate?
Oh, you can open an account directly on Monetary Metals website in less than 15 minutes. Fund your account by purchasing gold directly from Monetary Metals at less than 1% over the spot price, or you can use gold you already have, and you can earn interest on gold that you already have. That's pretty cool. They provide free shipping and insurance to get the gold or silver to one of their vault partners. For more information or to get started with your account, go to monetary-metals.com/GML. That's monetary-metals.com/GML. Guys, are you the same guy you were 10 years ago? Because I'm not. I woke up one day and realized I didn't have the same energy, the same lean muscle mass, or the get up and go in the bedroom I used to have. As we age, we lose testosterone. They call it the man hormone. I call it the spark from my nateness. But there is a solution, the powerful testosterone booster in Nugenix Total T. I've only been taking this for a few weeks, but I can already tell you it's boosted my energy. I'm running around fixing stuff in the house, going on walks, and yes, I've even started working out. And by the way, my wife says this is none of your guys' business, but the Nate she met 14 years ago is back in the bedroom, if you know what I mean. Nugenix Total T testosterone booster with Testofen will help you turn back the clock and re-energize your life. Prove it to yourself risk-free. Try Nugenix Total T before you buy. There's nothing to lose and everything to gain. New energy, muscle, drive, and even more passion. Get your complimentary sample when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword GML. Nugenix Total T's power boost is backed by clinical studies and real science. Nugenix's key ingredients like Testofen has been shown to boost free testosterone levels in men. In other words, it's based in science and it works. Nugenix Total T's unprecedented formula with key ingredients that safely maximizes your free and total testosterone levels helps you increase lean muscle mass and skyrockets your performance as you age, whatever your age. If you're not totally satisfied, Nugenix will refund 100% of your purchase price plus shipping and processing. Now get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword GML. Text now and get a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, the newest and most powerful fat incinerator ever with key ingredients to help you lose fat fast and get lean fast. Absolutely free. Text 231-231 and enter keyword GML. Text 231-231 and enter keyword GML. Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. Number one, doctor recommended brand by primary care physicians based on an independent survey conducted by IQVIA 2022. All right. Let me see here. I don't know which thing
took me a while to find that ad
to do. Yeah, I was scrolling. We got so many.
You were reading as you were watching me do this.
We got so many advertisers right now.
I know.
It takes a while.
Scroll down to find them.
Let's just go over. Let's do an economy thing real quick, and then we have to get out of here. Joe Biden posted out wages are up more than prices. Unemployment has reached historic lows, and we're doing everything we can to keep lowering costs for hardworking families. And then on this post, he says, capitalism without competition is not capitalism. It's exploitation. Hmm. I guess we won't dig too much into that quote right now, but I think maybe the government should stop doing things that make it harder for capitalists to have competitors. That would be my initial critique of that statement.
What's the number one way to stifle competitors? And government then, regulations.
And then if you beat if you beat out your competitors and you happen to exist in a period where there aren't competitors currently, but that's because you just had a better product or a better service than everyone else, that's not immediately exploitation. That just means that you were better than all of the other people. So that's not immediately like a monopoly if you can't stop other people from coming into the market to compete against you. However, let's just look at these other things he said. Wages are up more than prices. Now, as I just stated with the previous conversation, people say crazy things and they think that, well, we just need to give money to the Biden gods or to the government or whoever, and they're going to fix these problems for us. And you can actually go and look at physical statistics on things. You could just do that instead. So I wanted to look at some of that. First off, when he talks about unemployment, we did get another just crazy unemployment number, 3.8%, 300,000 jobs added. They were all part-time jobs. Actually, the number of full-time jobs decreased. So that's not immediately a good thing. I also wanted to tell you that since we started keeping these numbers, or since the Fed and the BLS, they go all the way back to 1995. So there's a lot of time that existed before 1995, just to be clear. The number of multiple job holders, someone who has a full-time job and then has taken a secondary part-time job over the top of that, is at the highest that this chart will show since 1995.
Over 5 million people.
Yeah, have and so that's not immediately a great sign of the best economy when people are going out there and getting multiple jobs, you know, because they can't make their ends meet. You know, you have two ends and they won't meet.
I know.
And you won't put them together.
Yeah.
You know, and then your ends meet.
Yeah.
After that, people are having to get a second part-time job.
See, it's a full circle conversation.
So the ends come together.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
So I wanted to look at...
as long as you got enough oil.
He said wages are up more than... Oh, I don't remember how he said it. Wages are up more than prices. It depends on what time frame you look at. Now, if you happen to look at... Okay, let me do it this way. Here's since Biden came into office. This is average weekly earnings. Okay, average is not the coolest number to look at. Average weekly earnings versus the CPI. You can see the CPI is up 18.51%, and average weekly earnings are up 14.24%.
That seems lower.
That's lower than inflation. Here's why people, when they look at Trump, they think that he'd be better on the economy. And I'm not saying this is all because of Trump or whatever, but this is the same amount of time. So we cut off right before COVID happens. By the way, that's not to make Trump look better. This number just spikes up when COVID happens because they count all the government money that got sent out to everyone. So it kind of skews the stats. But under Trump, before COVID happened, you have 9.49 increase in the average weekly earnings, and you had 6.4 increase in the CPI from the time he came into office to about 3 years into him being in office. And so they compare those two things with Biden. And Trump, you look and you're like, oh, things were better under Trump, weren't they? Like, I was actually moving forward. I was making more money than costs were going up. It's not that hard to figure out, you know? And there's other ways of looking at this as well. How about full-time real weekly earning? This is median weekly real earnings. So real means they've taken inflation into account. Okay. So under Trump's period of time right here, you have plus 4.26% for full-time real weekly earnings. And then you have under Biden, during the same amount of time, you have minus 0.54% for real weekly earnings. And these are median numbers. That's getting pretty close to even, almost there. What Biden likes to do is he likes to pull from this point right here and look and say, oh, look, the earnings are up versus costs. But if you look at the whole time he's been in office, they're still down. Now, you can drill down further and find specific segments of society that have actually done better. For instance, like part-time workers, low-skill workers, young workers, those numbers have actually gone up pretty good because people...
California's minimum wage law.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, people had to pay a lot more money to attract people to come work those jobs. Mm-hmm. Those numbers have actually gone up.
But there were signs everywhere, a sign.
There were eclipses.
I'm needing help.
Mm-hmm. You know? Oh, yeah, I got you.
Yeah. So as long as you cut your hair, you had a job.
But there's a lot of people out there that this just hasn't happened for, and they refuse to accept it, and they refuse to admit that it's the truth. Like, for instance, if you've been working the same job this whole time, if you didn't switch jobs, you're probably doing a lot worse right now. Not to let you too far into my personal life, but my wife, she's worked at the same job during this whole time. Makes good money. That's great. But they do a 2% annual, whatever you cost of living increase. Mm-hmm. And they have continued doing the 2% annual cost of living increase.
Despite that the cost of living has gone up 20%.
Yeah. It's not like Social Security where it's pegged to the inflation number or anything like that. You know, this year they're talking about as a bonus doing a 3%.
Ooh.
You know, something like that. Mm. And so that's pretty cool. But no doubt there is no way of getting around it. Like, my wife's pay has gone down over the last 3 years. Yeah.
And you don't need all these charts to know this. Like we've talked about on the show, you just go to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
You realize that, you know, whether you're paying in cash or swiping the card, you're like, yeah, that just, it's not going as far as it used to.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be able to feed my family and have more money left over to buy whatever you're buying, cigarettes, chewing tobacco, jewels for all you Gen Zers.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, you know?
So many of them.
God.
Freaking Gen Z people, you know?
Or maybe you wanted to, I don't know, take your family on a weekend away to a cabin or something. All that's gone up, and you know. Because now you can't go with the weekends anymore.
And by the way, it's not as if some of this wasn't Trump's fault during Biden's tenure. Like, the CARES Act, you know, went into effect while Trump was in office, and that was the biggest spending bill that we had ever had. They spent a lot of money we didn't have, printed a lot of money. You know, the Fed created a bunch of money out of thin air. And so that definitely has something to do with it. But then we have the Inflation Reduction Act, we have the American Rescue Plan, we got the CHIPS Act, we have all this other stuff coming from Biden. And the thing is, it really bothers me when people can just say these lies out there to millions of people. And there honestly should be a community note on this. But what time frame are you looking at? Because people, as we've been saying over and over again, they remember more than just the last 5 months when wages have been going up more than prices. We remember more than that. We exist, we're a part of all the time that we have lived before this, not just the last 5 months, you know? And so you can ask yourself, am I better off than I was 3 years ago? The answer is probably not for a lot of people. And that's why he's having such a tough time. We had probably another 2 hours worth of material for today's show, but we're just going to have to cut it short and get out of here.
We got to cut it there.
We'll have to save a lot of stuff for tomorrow, which means tomorrow's episode is going to be that much better.
Yeah.
It's going to be
great. 3 hour episode tomorrow.
3 hours.
Yeah.
For Liberty at Night. We'll do it tomorrow night, 3 hours.
That's right. See? All right. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it around with a friend, a family member, or a foe. Leave us a rating and review. Visit all the links in the show notes. Support the sponsors that support this show. We can, you know, that's what we thank you for, because without that support, Nate wouldn't be here.
No. Yeah.
And neither would I.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And if you don't support him, I don't really care. I just hope you do.
Yeah.
Because I want to keep doing this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but how much longer can we get shafted?
That's true.
They keep extracting the oil out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to die of an earthquake.
That's true. And remember to wear your end times glasses today, this afternoon. Mm. Okay. Because when Jesus comes back, I heard it's going to be really bright and you could go blind. Now, I know he can take care of that, but there's going to be a long line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So just wear your glasses.
Wrapped up like
there you go.
In the rotor in the night. Nobody knows the words to that song.
Nope.
So do all that or don't. I don't really care. If you do, we'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you have a good day and a good morning. Liberty.
Blinded by the light.